thank goodness I left that pub. I was in the Horse Show House pub for much too long, and it's good to get out into the French air and fresh air. See, I've had a little to drink, and I'm calling it French air, and it's really fresh air. Anyway, I'm standing at the bus stop. I've come across the road. It's raining in Dublin, right? Dublin is not always beautiful weather. And I'm heading into the centre of Dublin to find out what else is happening at the Dublin Web Summit tonight. And I'm kind of catching up because all the others are off there having a great time and I don't know where they are. And rather than get a taxi, I decided to walk to the bus stop. And I met a complete stranger. A man, where are you from?
Kerry.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness, a Kerry man in Dublin.
No less.
What the hell is a young Kerry man doing in Dublin?
I'm in college in Trinity.
Oh, right. When I was young in Ireland, right, Roman Catholics were not allowed to go to Trinity.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to ask you if you have any religion, don't worry, right?
Sorry.
But actually, the Archbishop of Dublin used to stop people going to Trinity. Yeah. Did you know that?
I heard my dad, he said that he had to get like an exemption or a special pass basically from the Archbishop in Kerry.
Is that still the truth? Is that
still
going on?
Not now. But he when he's like you, when he was going to college, he had to get permission.
So your father went to Trinity?
He did, yeah.
My sister went. I didn't. I went to UCD.
And
what are you studying?
Medicine.
You're going to be a doctor.
That's the plan.
I can tell you, folks. Now, those of you in other countries won't realize this, because in some countries, doctors are very ordinary people. Okay, we were interrupted by a phone call, unfortunately. What was I saying? Doctors. Yes, yes. Just for the benefit of people in other countries, in a lot of countries in the world, doctors are decent human beings, right? In Ireland, they're particularly bright, right? The reason for this is that they actually have to get a huge number of points in their leaving cert to go to Ireland, go to medicine, right? You
True.
Can't actually.
True.
You actually have to work your ass off to, you
yeah.
know, really hard,
a
right?
Hardier, right, right. Hardier.
So Irish doctors are particularly academically bright, right? It's absolutely the case. The other thing is that the evidence seems to be, I think, that a lot of there's gender imbalance. The girls are getting more points in the leaving cert. And there are more female doctors than male doctors, aren't there?
Also true. Yeah.
Are you in a college with a load of women?
Well, since maybe 3 years ago, they've introduced an aptitude test. So in my year now, it's probably about 50-50. And in the 2 years above me, it would be roughly that as well. But I know in, say, the fifth meds now, they would have predominantly women in their class. But the aptitude test that they brought in is evening it out somewhat anyway.
Well, look, we happened across each other by accident here at the bus stop. The bus is due any second now. Okay, we won't talk on the bus, but look, this Dublin Web Summit, tell me, what do you know about it, or what's your impression about it?
Well, what I know, this isn't the first year of it anyway. As far as I could gather, it was a place for networking as well as information gathering for a lot of young upstarts. And
would you have been upstarts? That's a very good word. Are you getting on this bus?
No, I won't. I'll be getting that one.
Hey, look, thanks a million. It's a
nice
pleasure to talk to you. If I don't get on the bus, I'm lost.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I left the medical student and I'm now on a bus. And I'm going into the centre, and it cost me €1.90 from number 70 Ballsbridge, Anglesey Road, to number 76 Mountjoy Square, whatever that means. Oh, I know. I used to work on the buses for a long time. I know the significance of numbers. Anyway, there we are. So I'm on a bus, a public bus, and there are a small number of people on it. I won't speak for long, but I'm trying to find out what's going on at the Dublin Web Summit in town.